sudden trucker. If you can't turn a profit, then you're out of luck. It's for the mug that we fly all over the space. Point to lightning, it's crossed at a hell of a pace. Just turn the wheel and keep that smile on your face. Maybe someday soon you'll be a top trucker.
Well, howdy there, y'all. This here's Buck Naked, spokesman for Lakon Spaceways, back again for this week's Huttin' Top Trucker. How do we keep up with your shenanigans while you tootle around in the Milky Way? Why, we install this little piece of software called the Huttin' Helper in your spaceship. If you ain't already got it installed, you can install it yourself, relatively pain-free, by going to the website hot.forthemug.com. Almost as pain-free as Texas heat. So let's get on to our top truckers this week. Yeehaw! From the Explorers, jumping around like them bullfrogs down by the creek, Commander S.J. McThompson took the lead this week and jumped 100,821 light-years. Commander Millstone Barn had fun with his trigger finger again this week, turning the despicably dirty do-batter Don Antonacci and his band of pathetic pirates into space dust. He racked up over 53 million credits worth of bounties while tearing the engines out of each and every one of the Don ships. Running missions faster than Cecil on the way to Cubicle 3 to take a leak, Commander Freaky Eyes took the lead and tallied up 1,091 mission points this week. And loading up the new trailer attachment to the rear of a Lakon Type 9 and filling it to the brim, Commander Operation IDA hauled almost 93,000 tons of cargo around the galaxy. Commander St. John Hawk bought a heck of a lot more, but we have no idea what happened to it all. There's at least 50,000 tons unaccounted for. Driving the Hutton short bus this week, Commander Vanteon delivered 822 passengers around the galaxy. One of them was Cecil, who drained him of his gin reserves. Poor bastard. Now, some of y'all thought you could take a shortcut on the old Hutton Run. Well, that don't sit well with Buck. The Hutton Run is a time-honored challenge to jump into the system at Alpha Centauri and travel that 0.22 light-years straight out to Hutton Orbital. Much like other race challenges in the past, such as the Bandit and Snowman running 400 cases of Coors beer from Texarkana back to Atlanta, and the Cannonball Run, zooming across the United States from New York City to Los Angeles. You don't get to use shortcuts. What fun would it have been if one of them simply chartered a flight? Nope, ain't no challenge in that. Lakon Spaceways employs only the finest programmers and time trackers, though. And those who thought they'd snake their way into the top echelon have simply disappeared instead. Well, sort of. Many thanks to Antarius Fusion. He's been asleep this past week, so we gotta kick him in the arse and get him moving again. But he does spend a lot of time on that Hutton Helper, keeping the sanctity of the run and all of our other challenges intact. Anyway, for this week, I'll only mention that our fastest run to Hutton Orbital is held by Commander Brett Riverboat in 1 hour, 22 minutes, and 31 seconds. That time can be beat, but are you willing to do it the honest way and light up the sky? If so, download the Hutton Helper and get to flying, Commander. You want to hear your name on this here radio station? Make sure you got the Hutton Helper installed. Pick it up on the web at hot.forthemug.com and get to trucking. And don't forget, if you do hear your name called out and you ain't already got one, Get in touch with us to get your very own Hutton decal for your ship. Hutton Top Trucker, brought to you by Lakon Spaceways. Only ships in the galaxy worth a spit.